snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous
rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is called Particles and Waves, and for the next hour, I have a truly incredible lineup of eclectic, just awesome, awesome music to play for you. I'm so excited. Because I just fell in love. I'll get to that in a bit. But first up, seriously, this Friday, Mother releases their new album, which is called No Culture. Every single single that I've heard from it so far has been phenomenal. I can't wait to hear the whole thing. And yeah, sure enough, on late Thursday night, I got a notification that from my phone that something was automatically downloading, and it was a single called Baby Boy. So I'm going to play that for you. After that, Northeast Southwest by Japan Droids, Vancouver's own. They've got a new album out called Near to the Wild Heart of Life, and Only Kid on the Block by Cherry Glazer. So, so much more coming up as well. So please enjoy, stay tuned, starting with Mother and Baby Boy.
The devil, he's at my door, and I know what he came here for. The kind of fun that I adore, I let him enter to make some more. Fire, it burned my skin, but I still want to play with it. Like a shark fin in the swim, I cut myself and jump on it.
Baby boy, baby brother, losing you to the gutter.
A woman
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard a band called Cherry Glazer with a song called Only Kid on the Block from the album Apocalyptic. And Cherry Glazer is actually in town in Vancouver tonight, February 7th at the Cobalt at 8 o'clock p.m. So I believe tickets are still available. If you like what you heard, definitely check them out. Live performances are a really great way to support a band. Before that, you heard Northeast Southwest by Vancouver's own Japandroids off of their brand new album Near to the Wild Heart of Life. And at the top of the show, Baby Boy by also Vancouver band Mother Mother from the upcoming full-length release No Culture, which drops on Friday. And oh man, I'm going to play so much of it once I have my hands on the full album. I'm very much looking forward to it. So at the top of the show, I kind of said that I fell in love. I did. I fell in love, like, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes ago. Either way, I'm head over heels. I've been on a really, really big new music kick. I've been trying to actively find as much new music as I can. I tend to go through phases of listening to sort of the same things quite a bit more, and then I'll just sort of cast the net super wide. And when you do that, and especially when you have access to the ridiculous amount of music that the internet has facilitated access to, it's often, you know, it can be hit or miss. You throw back a lot of fish, to continue this tortured metaphor, but sometimes, oh my God, sometimes you catch one that's so worth it. And that happened for me, yeah, like about 45 minutes ago is what Spotify tells me, with a Brooklyn band called San Fermin, which is largely the brainchild of a composer, Ellis Ludwig Leon. Started out sort of being this very strange conceptual studio project, and then it kind of coalesced into a full band. And it is very much a full band. This is a group that makes the kind of pop music that is very, very clear. Multiple people in there have studied composition and how classical music works, and they use it so well. They're not the first band by any means to kind of smush very ornate, beautiful, classically inspired music with with a poppy sound, but they are by far one of the ones that I've liked immediately. And they're the kind of band where the first time you hear them, what happens is you go, wow, I'm really, really appreciative that this band exists. And then step two is, I really like them. That's sometimes optional. Sometimes this kind of thing, you can really appreciate it from an intellectual perspective, but it doesn't really tug at you. Not so much with San Fermin. I just, again, yeah, it instantly head over heels in love. I didn't plan on having them on playing them on the show today, but it had to happen. So I want to play the title track from their most recent album, which is called Jackrabbit, although they're releasing a new one this spring and going on tour. Jackrabbit is by far one of the least weird of the songs I've heard of theirs so far, and wasn't necessarily my first choice, but it's such a beautiful song. So yeah, I'm gonna, because I'm in love, and because when you're in love and you're obnoxious in those first, I guess minutes of honeymoon period, you want to tell everybody about it, I'm going to share San Fermin's Jackrabbit with you. After that, a track I've really enjoyed, Storms by Louise Burns off of her recently released full-length album, Young Mopes, and a track from Vancouver's own The Catherines as well, here on Particles and Waves.
I could tell you how the story goes. If you die, if you just get old, all together, all alone, all alone, all alone. Like your mother and your father too. You're gonna do it all anew. Better run for the hills, run for the hills, run. Run for the hills, run for the hills, run. Run run for the hills, honey, run for the hills. Don't look back. Everything you see is double. Anywhere you go, you lose. When you're lost in the woods and alone in the world too. Another day older and another day we go.
Run for the hills, run for the hills, run.
Da, da, da.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at
Hot Art Wet City, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, East Vanity Parlor, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Dandelion Records and Emporium, The Rag Machine, Neptune Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Book Warehouse, On the French Hair Design, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, True Value Vintage and I Found Gallery, and the Biltmore Cabaret.
What would we do without our friends?
Saturday, February 11th, George Bear presents Bob Marley's birthday bash at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive. Come enjoy Jamaican food and refreshments and listen to the East Van All-Stars live. Get your tickets at Zulu Records, High Life Records, and Butter King.
Met your eyes through the haze in the atmosphere, like rays of light beckoning through the dark. By my side, whisper things that I want to hear. Effortless, witty words, quick remarks. Pull me in like gravity. Want to keep you close to me. Such a rush, this urgency. Need to say before you leave. Doesn't matter that you and I just met. I'm not ready to let you go just yet. You hit me like you're ultraviolet, and I'm hoping you'll take me with you. You got no plans as we drive down the highway, lost in strawberry fields in your car. Now we're parked on the grass somewhere far away, on the hood lying under.
That was The Catherines with Ultraviolet off of their album To Bring You My Heart, which I have played a little bit of in the past. I discovered The Catherines a few weeks ago and really, really adore them. Before that, Storms by Louise Burns off of Young Mopes, and Jackrabbit, the title track by San Fermin off of the album of the same name. So, yeah, today's show ended up being quite a lot of, like, very intricate pop music, because the next group I'm going to play is Foxygen, and I kind of hung out around the edges of Foxygen for a while, but they have a new album called Hang. I've been giving it a listen. It's pretty good. The thing that I really kind of take away from people like, or groups like Foxygen is that they're kind of the logical extension of what happens when the Beatles have now surpassed, you know, that there have now been something like, I guess, one or two full generations in which the later Beatles albums exist and are part of the cultural canon. That's really the best compliment, honestly, that I can give them. It's just very, very clear that this duo, and they're fairly young guys. Yeah, they definitely grew up listening to the sort of back half of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. I can't really complain, though. This is kind of the best outcome of living in a post-Beatles world. So yeah, I'm going to play a track called Avalon by Foxygen. After that, Vancouver's own Japanese Girls, not to be confused with Japandroids, with a song called Gap Year off of their new album, and something from Whitpigeon as well. Please enjoy.
Sometimes love just isn't what it seems. In the garden of love. Powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Tune in to Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard a track called Elisabetta's Letter by Woodpigeon off of the Short Skin EP. I liked that quite a lot. I don't know about you. It reminded me a lot of Sufjan Stevens's like earlier stuff. Before that, Gap Year by Japanese Girls from the album Divorce, and Avalon by Foxygen off of Hang. The next track I want to play, I don't know that I'll be playing again on this show, but it kind of amuses me, mostly because it's a testament to just how, like, ephemeral radio can be, and I say that currently on the radio, but there's apparently a fairly well-known Canadian-American-ish band called Big Wreck that had a huge, you know, set string of hits and some success, like in 1997. They were part of the Canadian alternative scene. And then they kind of disappeared for a few years. They broke up. The band members went their separate ways. And then they got back together and started releasing, like, prog rock albums or prog adjacent albums. And including one that just dropped last week, it would have been, called Grace Street. And anytime you say the words prog or prog adjacent, I'm gonna give it a listen. I really enjoy prog rock. And so, sure enough, there is at least one track, which is called One Good Piece of Me, from this album that I quite enjoy and want to play for you. But I'd never heard of Big Wreck before. And when I sort of talked about it on Twitter, a bunch of my friends were shocked. They were like, are you kidding? Like, they were on the radio all the time. They're still on the alternative stations. I was like, I don't know. When I, in 1997, I was still listening to whatever my parents wanted to listen to, and my parents listened to oldies and almost exclusively CDs. We just weren't really a radio family. So, yeah, just honestly goes to show you that you can, there really is no such thing as obscurity anymore in this age of the internet. You can be discovered or rediscovered anytime by weirdos like me who are unfamiliar with your work but enjoy it anyway. So for you, Big Wreck, whoever you are, if you're out there, this is One Good Piece of Me. After that, a track called Love by Familiar Wild off of Things We Forgot.
Sifting through my words, find my thoughts. holding on, hoping you'll do the same.
All right. Welcome to the last few minutes of Particles and Waves. You just heard Love by Familiar Wild off of the album Things We Forgot. Before that, One Good Piece of Me by Big Wreck off of Grace Street. I've got one more track to play, and there is a, I guess, a little bit of a story to it. At the very least, there is a lot of hope and joy. First, thank you for listening, and Radio Free Thinker will be coming up next. So, longtime listeners of my show will know that I'm kind of a shameless fangirl of the Surrey band Good for Grapes. I think they're phenomenal. They're everything folk should be, in my opinion. And they've been very, very quiet on social media for the last, like, third, you know, half to third of 2016. They were basically gone, and I kind of wondered about it, and they didn't seem to be announcing that they'd broken up or anything, but I wasn't really sure. And then a few days ago on Facebook, sure enough, they had one of those wonderful little announcements of forthcoming announcements, just being like, it's been a while, you know, we've been working on some big things and have incredible announcements coming up really soon. Stay tuned. Oh my God, please, Lord, let there be a new Good for Grapes album in 2017. I will personally save the entire world. I will solve every problem necessary because the music of this year is shaping up to be phenomenal. And if Good for Grapes is adding to the release schedule with a new album, yeah, it'll pretty much make my year. So in honor of that and to sort of hopefully gather some new fans, I'm going to play the opening track to their previous album, The Ropes, which is called Cursed by the Wind. That's the name of the track. And thank you very much for tuning in to Particles and Waves. I will be back next week with, why not, a nice little Valentine's Day show. And until then, happy listening.
I feel that I'm cursed by the wind. I feel the chains held under my skin. It blows me down onto the ledge, a place I've grown to love and a friend. Some peace.
searching for some peace of mind. Oh, I feel that I'm cursed by the wind. I feel the chills held under my skin. It blows me down unsoothed.